Want access to search and listen to the entire webmasterradio.fm archive of over 1,500 podcasts commercial-free? Just become a webmasterradio.fm elite member for less than 99 cents a day. Otherwise, the last 60 days of content are on the house. Webmasterradio.fm, we're everywhere.
A rose by any other name would still be the same.
Move over, Shakespeare.
You need to differentiate yourself from your competition. Do it by aligning yourself with a company who has earned the trust of Jupiter Media, the NHL, and Lionsgate Films, among others. Moniker.com is the most secure ICANN-accredited register on the planet, offering you domain registration, hosting, domain sales, and acquisition services. Wrap that up with 24/7 support. That's your winning combination. MONIKER.com. More than a name.
Feeling better? Looking better. Making life better. It's Life Tips. We'll explore the latest innovations, introduce you to the latest products, and bring you the tips from experts and environmental pioneers to help you lead a better life. Life Tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, wiser. Welcome your hosts, Byron White and Amanda Smith.
Welcome, everyone, to the Life Tips Show. We're happy to have you back. We're here today with a guru extraordinaire, Jeremy Korzenowski, who I may or may not have pronounced the name properly. And he'll tune in a few minutes. But until then, Amanda, how are you?
I'm good. I'm sorry I keep booking guests whose last names neither of us can pronounce.
part of the criterion, really, isn't it?
It has to be. We're going to have, you know, two syllables or less.
You know, we are so thankful that the hurricane missed our good friends at webmasterradio.fm. Thank goodness for that, yeah?
Yep, that was a little sketchy last week, but we're glad they pulled through.
You know, when you start to get emails from people you know and care about, you know, we're shutting down, we want everyone to know, it kind of hits home a little bit, like, wow, there are real people that live in Florida that could be greatly, affected by weather. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yep, we have some very good friends in a couple different companies down there, and I know, you know, a bunch of our clients were calling in saying we're going to be out of town, we're leaving the area.
Right, which was actually kind of good because it bought a little bit more time for us to write copy or do whatever we're doing for clients. But we're thankful that everybody missed that Category 4 storm. Wow, that I can't even imagine the devastation that could have happened in Florida and continues to perhaps happen somewhere else. So our thoughts and prayers to all of that. Well, until you can make me understand the auto blog world, interesting selection for a guest here. What fascination did you have with this selection, Mandy?
Well,
and then we'll take a break in a minute.
Jeremy focuses only on the eco car industry, and Byron, he came across some super secret insider info on some of the new hybrid and electric powered cars that are coming out in the next year, like the cars that aren't even out yet, cars that aren't even going to be released until next year for the car shows. So he's got some really interesting insider news for us about, you know, hybrid luxury cars and all sorts of cool stuff in the industry going on. Wait till you hear how exciting he is.
Can't wait. Let's take a break, everyone, and we'll be back just in a minute.
Life Tips will be right back after this short break.
When it comes to finding the right customers with the right keywords, all you have to remember is ABC Search. ABC Search is the world's largest privately held pay-per-click network, giving advertisers the best pay-per-click traffic. With over 6 billion searches a month and industry-leading protection using ClickShield, their patent-pending fraud identification software, you can trust ABC Search to deliver the best possible traffic. When thinking about PPC and publisher solutions, all you need to remember is ABC Search. Quality partners, quality search, abcsearch.com.
Welcome to Madame Natalia's. You've come to have your future told, no?
Yeah, you see, I'm looking for the right life insurance affiliate program, and I have...
Say no more?
Huh?
I see you working with AccuQuote.
AccuQuote?
Yes, AccuQuote. They are the nation's premier life insurance brokerage.
Go on.
AccuQuote will create custom creatives for you to optimize your eCPM, and they will offer you the highest payout for this offer anywhere.
So when's all this going to happen?
As soon as you visit AccuQuote.com.
For life insurance, visit AccuQuote.com.
And now back to Life Tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, and wiser. Here are your hosts.
Welcome back, everyone. We're here with Jeremy Korzenowski. Did I pronounce that correctly, Jeremy?
It's close enough. If it starts with a K and ends with a ski, I generally answer to it.
It's a pleasure to have such a trooper like you on the show today. Thanks for being here.
No problem.
Tell us a little bit about Autoblog, and I think you have a few other contextual-based platforms from which you communicate to the world.
Yeah, I primarily write for Autoblog and Autoblog Green, which obviously by the name you can tell that that's the eco-friendly side of the Autoblog universe. But we're actually owned by America Online. We're kind of their enthusiast portal for all the automotive news and reviews and that kind of thing.
Did you say you own America Online?
No. We are owned by America Online.
Just kidding.
Yeah, I'd like put that the other way, but no.
Tell us a little bit about your involvement, what your role is there, how big the operation is for both Autoblog Green as well as Autoblog.
Well, it's a pretty big operation. Like I said, we were purchased by America Online maybe a year and a half ago. Before that, we were completely autonomous. We started out just using the blog format to cover the automotive industry. Most people are familiar with getting, say, Motor Trend, Car and Driver, Road and Track in the mail, on the newsstands or what have you. But the Internet really offers, I know you guys are into Internet radio, so you realize that it's just another way to communicate with people. So that's what we're doing. We put up about every half an hour between the hours of 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Autoblog, we put up a story, whether it's an automotive review. Sometimes we'll get a car or even a motorcycle for a week or two at a time, and we'll review it. But the majority of what we cover is just the news. We're constantly in contact with the different auto manufacturers and, spy photographers and whatnot, so we can kind of what we want to do is be the first place that people find out about something.
Got it. Now, can you give us an idea of how many employees write for the publications / web? Both of them. Is it a big operation? 10 people, 50 people? Give us an idea.
I don't know everyone who works here. there's like 17 or 18 different writers on Autoblog. Another 10 or so that cover the green side and Autoblog Green. There's a sales team, there's a development team, there's a team of editors and photographers and videographers, all kinds of people. If I had to put a number on it, I'd say there's probably 50 to 75 people who day-to-day have their hands involved.
Wow, that's incredible. Is the primary source of revenue continue to be ads?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't see that kind of information ever. I really don't even want to know necessarily, because I wouldn't want their advertising to have any impact on what it is that I'm writing.
Right.
But we are all paid, and our salaries come from advertising, yes.
That's exciting. Tell us a little bit about what you're seeing is most hot and most interesting for your readers, particularly in the Autoblog Green.
Well, hybrids and electrics are by far the most, they're the hottest topics right now. Diesels and the big uptick in two-wheeled transportation and even three-wheeled transportation is pretty interesting to our readers too. But definitely on the hybrid front, that's where really all the action is right now. All the big players are working on hybrids. Hybrid sales are way up this year, obviously with gas. Even though it might be down a little bit right now, everyone's hearing that that's not going to stay that way. We're never going to get down to the dollar, $2, $3 a gallon that we've been used to. It's hovering around that $4 a gallon mark, and it's going to continue to do that, if not go up. So fuel efficiency is extremely important, and even though there's a lot more to a car and how a car can be green than just the fuel economy that it gets, that is the number one concern at the moment. And hybrids are the, I guess, the quickest way that automakers can improve the fuel efficiency in their cars. So I hate to ramble on, but Honda, Toyota, General Motors, they're all working hardcore on their hybrids, or as General Motors calls their Volt. It's an extended range electric vehicle, but really it's just another form of hybrid.
Tell me a little bit about the inside scoop on SUVs and Tahoes. Chevy came out with the Chevy Tahoe that was a hybrid. Did I heard they only produced like 2,000 of them last year in 2007? And they sold out and had a lot of angry people that couldn't get them. SUVs, I mean, there's so many SUVs on the road right now. What's good news with big cars? Because Americans love big cars and hybrids.
Sure. The thing with SUVs is they're kind of rightfully wrong or wrongfully, they represent everything that's wrong with the American automotive industry. But there is a number of people who require that type of vehicle. Now, the number is, as sales statistics have shown recently, that number is way smaller than it's been lately. So it's obvious that people have been buying big SUVs for reasons other than the fact that they just need one. But for the people that are out there that live in the snow belt, the mountains, have lots of kids, lots of stuff to haul, campers, whoever, the auto manufacturers, especially General Motors, are trying to cater to those people and continue to offer them large SUVs, but they're putting hybrid systems on. And what's important about the current hybrids, especially the ones from GM, like the Chevy Tahoe that you mentioned, is that they use what's known as a two-mode hybrid system, which differs from some of the cheaper, less expensive, and less efficient hybrid systems out there in that it can run solely on electricity, it can run solely on gas, or it can run on a combination of both, which is not the case for many of the other hybrids that are currently on the market.
And how is the Chevy Tahoe? Do you recommend it? What's the inside scoop on it? And do they have enough of them to go around?
I've been in there. It's kind of expensive. That's one of the rubs on hybrids is the question: do they really pay back? The Tahoe hybrid, it costs quite a bit more. I don't know. It's $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 more than the